Three local charities were on the receiving end of 25,000 locally made three-layer masks and gowns. The PPE was a gift from DF Burns. Jason Fudge is the president of the company. He joins me by phone. Mr. Burns, good morning. Or sorry, Mr. Fudge, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
How did you end up donating so many gowns and masks, as DF Burns is usually associated with maintaining vessels, rigs, and oil platforms?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And, of course, with the pandemic starting, you know, about a year ago, we were approached by some local groups, in particular Task Force Canal, which many people have heard of, trying to find a way to produce locally made PPE, because most of our PPE here in the province was produced globally and sourced in particular from Asia. So a large group of people came together. DF Burns was part of that. And, you know, we're starting to see the results of that now. We kind of went through a rapid design phase, got Health Canada approvals on masks, gowns, shields, and others. Worked with a bunch of local companies, including NC Hutton, PolyUnity, Restwell Sleep Products, and others. The Newfoundland Labrador Craft Council in particular. And here we are today producing Health Canada approved masks, gowns, shields in particular, and our focus for Eastern Health and all the health authorities in Newfoundland. But we're happy to support local charities now that our production is at a point where we can do that as well.
So that's a lot of different community groups coming together. What was your role in the project exactly?
Yeah, so I mean, we were brought on first from our manufacturing expertise. So of course, as you said earlier, you know, DF Burns has been in business in Newfoundland since 1932, and there's been a lot of iterations of the company over those time, from marine works to oil and gas works, industrial works, and mass manufacturing. So we had a lot of experience in production systems, lean manufacturing, HSE and quality management systems, and of course, we're quite very familiar with PPE because we use it every day at our industrial sites and at our production facilities. So we came to the table really to solution and try to find a way forward. We got a lot of traction in terms of really great people working together to find, you know, to come up with ideas and find a way of doing it here locally. And within 3 or 4 months, we were actually producing PPE here locally. And now we're at a stage where we can do it at a mass scale. You know, in particular, I want to call out Eastern Health as well, because they were so supportive of us through the whole project. And we couldn't have done this without their support and guidance.
How challenging was it?
I mean, it was tough. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, a year ago, we would have never thought we would have been here, not from a public health emergency point of view, nor where we are now in terms of doing this as a business. But, you know, we have to be able to pivot, to innovate, to try to find solutions where solutions are needed. And DF Burns has been doing that for over 80 years. You know, we commonly have clients that approach us with emergency situations and say, hey, we need to get things fixed. We need you to come up with a solution. So we had that capability in-house. We brought it to the table. Our senior leadership team, in particular, Sean McCarthy, who's a lean manufacturing expert here in Newfoundland, and Sean Power, came together, brought together a great team, and we're just really, really proud of how this has all worked out.
Yeah, I believe it's the first time medical gowns were developed here in the province. What was it like to be breaking this new ground?
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool and really just something to be really proud of, right? And you know, we were able to bring together with the support of Task Force NL and Eastern Health a great group of local companies. I mean, we can't say enough about them. The gowns, in particular, we're partnering with the Hutton Group, and you know, they have a plastics manufacturing facility in Donovan, and so they're doing all the mass manufacturing on the isolation gowns. And we went from, you know, a concept to a design to a level 3 Health Canada approved isolation gown over the course of months, and now we have the ability to produce you know, millions of these gowns annually. Similarly, with the mask, we went from a design phase for a sewn mask first, now a mass produced mask that's of level 2 grade, so it can be used throughout the healthcare system, and we have the ability to produce up to 10 million annually. So this has all come together really quickly, but it's been the combined combined efforts of a pretty substantial team right across the province that's brought this together.
What three charities were chosen to receive the PPE and why?
Yeah, so, you know, we wanted to make sure that there's charities that are out there that, you know, probably don't come to top of mind during the public health crisis that we're all living through. But they're still, you know, supporting the people of the province and are really struggling with the cost and access to PPE to continue their efforts. So we've donated 10,000 masks to Choices for Youth and their support programs for our young people here in Newfoundland and Labrador. Food for First NL, which of course is you know, supporting those who are struggling with access to food and other necessities of life, and the St. John's Status of Women's Council, which are supporting you know, disadvantaged women in particular that are really struggling through the public health crisis. So we're really happy to support those charities.
And what lessons have you learned while working and adapting through this pandemic?
You know, I think you got to work together. You got to have an open mind, and you got to be willing to innovate. And you know, that's one of our core values at DF Burns. We never turn an opportunity away. We try to find a solution. We work together with our teams and with all stakeholders, and try to find a solution that works. And the entire team came together and did this with the, you know, with this PPE initiative. Also, you know, it's very important that we take care of each other in this public health crisis. And that was our primary motivating factor here. We were in the early days of the pandemic in a situation where we didn't know if we would have access to any PPE because the majority of it was coming from international markets. So the fact that we now have locally made medical grade PPE certainly reduces the risk for our important frontline healthcare workers. But as ramps up, we can extend that to you know, to all workers who will continue to have to wear PPE for the next number of years as we work through the pandemic.
President of DF Burns, Jason Fudge, thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.